The House will be in order. The Chair recognizes the gentleman from Harrison, Representative Windschuttle.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Good morning, Mr. Speaker. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen of the House. Mr. Speaker, at this time, please recognize Representative Bacon for Senate File 336, Representative Andrews for Senate File 524, Representative Nordman for House File 869, Representative Bossman for House File 196, Representative Maxwell for House File 493, and Representative Height for House File 228.
Chair recognizes the gentleman from Story for opening remarks on Senate File 336.
Good morning, Mr. Speaker. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen of the House. Senate File 336 is a bill that allows state employees to have two hours off for voluntary blood donation. With the COVID outbreak, blood donations throughout the state are down. We're lacking in our blood banks. This would be a good incentive for state employees to take up to 2 hours with proof that they were gone to donate the blood. Also, they can only take up to four times a year. With that, that's my opening statement.
Is there discussion? The Chair recognizes the gentleman from Polk, Representative Forbes.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker, ladies and gentlemen of the House. I did serve on the subcommittee for this bill, and it is a good bill to allow our state employees to get that time off to provide the life-saving blood that is so vital to many people in the state of Iowa. So I'd ask for your support.
Seeing no further discussion, the Chair recognizes the gentleman from Story for closing remarks on Senate File 336.
I'm positive that this is a good bill. With that, I move the bill, Mr. Speaker.
The gentleman from Story moves the bill we read for the last time and placed on its passage. Are there objections? Hearing none, the clerk will read.
Senate File 336, a bill for an act relating to the blood and bone marrow and living organ donation incentive program being enacted by the General Assembly of the State of Iowa.
The question now is, shall the bill pass? All those in favor of its passage vote aye. All those opposed vote no. The clerk will open the machine and receive your vote. Jacoby votes aye. Dio votes aye. Bloomingdale votes aye. Westrich votes aye. Segrist votes aye. Thorpe votes aye. Jurdy votes aye. Have you all now voted? The clerk closed the machine. The House paid attention to results of the vote. Those voting aye, 90. Those voting no, 0. Absent or not voting, 10. The bill has received a constitutional majority. Is declared to pass the House. Are there objections to the title? Chair hears none. The title is agreed to. Chair recognizes the gentleman from Polk, Representative Andrews, for opening remarks on Senate File 524.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker, ladies and gentlemen of the House. Senate File 524 requires DHS to convene a study committee to develop improvements to the inpatient psychiatric bed tracking system. Mr. Speaker, there is an amendment.
There is an amendment. Will the clerk call up the first amendment?
H1334 by Committee on Human Resources.
Chair recognizes the gentleman from Polk, Representative Andrews, for opening remarks on H1334.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Amendment H1334 may seem familiar because it adds in House File 294. This is the bill that requires health insurers to reimburse for mental health services provided through telehealth at the same rate as services provided in person, or colloquially called telehealth parity. This bill passed the House floor 95-1 on March 8th. Mr. Speaker, those are my opening comments.
Is there discussion on the amendment? The Chair recognizes the lady from Blackhawk, Representative Brown Powers.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Thank you, House members. This is a great amendment to a great bill. So both of these bills kind of go hand in hand. We're gonna track our psych beds, which we all know in this room that have been here for a long time that this is important and we've tried to get a handle on for years and have not yet done. And the telehealth bill is a critical bill for Iowans. We've been doing it for a year. It's kind of a no-brainer to the Senate. So I'm glad that we've added this back onto this bill, and we should be a yes and a yes on both of these. Thank you very much.
Seeing no further discussion, the chair recognizes the gentleman from Polk for closing remarks on H1334.
Mr. Chair, I move the amendment.
The gentleman from Polk moves amendment 1334. All those in favor shall vote aye. All those opposed vote no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The amendment is adopted. We are now back on Senate file 524 as amended. Is there further discussion? Chair recognizes the gentleman from Jasper, Representative Breckenridge.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Ladies and gentlemen of the House, many of you know retired law enforcement. I'm supportive of this legislation, supportive of that amendment, but I think I wouldn't be doing due justice if I didn't bring attention to some of our concerns when it comes to mental health. I would sit hours and hours on end in the ER waiting to find a bed. I appreciate doing a study. Again, like Representative Brown Powers said, this has been going on for a lot of years. That time is only extended for the wait in the ERs. One of the things that we need to look at is how are we going to implement change that truly impacts it? How long will this study take? And not that I'm against the study, but we've been doing this for quite a while. You take the six access centers that are supposed to be open and running in July. I can tell you that they haven't come to fruition as what we expected them to do. They are helpful. One of the goals was that law enforcement would be able to take someone to an access center nearby, they're positioned around the state, to be able to have that as a place to triage that individual to get them assistance in either inpatient care or outpatient care. Well, what we're finding is they're not coming to fruition as we had hoped they would. So again, as supportive as I am of this legislation, we can't lose sight of what we're trying to get accomplished here, and we can't keep kicking the can down the road to some extent either. So I'd ask that, again, support this legislation, but also we need to really take a close look at what we've done in the past and how we need to make sure that it's actually coming to fruition and doing what it needs to do. Thank you.
Seeing no further discussion, the chair recognizes the gentleman from Polk for closing remarks on Senate File 524.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker, and thank you, Representative, for those comments. I would just like to respond to just one point. I agree that we need to do something about mental health. And as a matter of fact, 2 years ago, I had zero desire to run for office or any knowledge. But what moved me is the changes that we can make to our mental health system. Specifically, you referred to the length of this study. This is a study that will take place over the summer. We'll have House and Senate representatives as well as mental health advocates on this. And the idea is to come with recommendations over the summer so that we will have recommendations that we can enact January of next year. And with that, Mr. Speaker, I move the bill.
Gentleman from Polk moves bill be read for the last time and placed on its passage. Are there objections? Hearing none, the clerk will read.
Senate File 524, a bill for an act relating to the mental health, including the reimbursement rate for health care services for mental health conditions, illnesses, injuries, or disease provided by covered persons by telehealth and establishing an inpatient psychiatric bed tracking study committee and including effective date and retroactive applicable provisions be enacted by the General Assembly of the State of Iowa.
Question now is, shall the bill pass? Those in favor of its passage should vote aye. Those opposed will vote no. The clerk will open the machine and receive your vote. Landon votes aye. Thorup votes aye. Eisenhart votes aye. Jacoby votes aye. Brown Powers votes aye. Stackman votes aye. Have you all now voted? Clerk closed machine. The House pay attention to results of the vote. Those voting aye, 92. Those voting no, 0. Absent or not voting, 8. The bill received a constitutional majority is declared to pass the House. Are there objections to the title? Chair hears none. Title is agreed to. Chair recognizes the gentleman from Dallas, Representative Norman, for opening remarks on House File 869.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. House File 869 allows for vehicles transporting fluid milk products to weigh up to 96,000 pounds on the interstate if they obtain an annual DOT permit. This bill sets that annual permit fee at $400. Mr. Speaker, those are my opening comments.
Is there discussion? Seeing none, Chair recognizes the gentleman from Dallas for closing remarks on House File 869.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I'd like to thank my subcommittee, Representative Jacoby and Representative Maxwell. Mr. Speaker, I move House File 869.
The gentleman from Dallas moves the bill be read for the last time and placed on its passage. Are there objections? Hearing none, the clerk will read.
House File 869, a bill for an act creating a permit allowing the operation of vehicles of excessive weight transporting fluid milk products, providing for fees and including effective date provisions be enacted by the General Assembly of the State of Iowa.
The question now is, shall the bill pass? All those in favor of its passage vote aye. All those opposed vote no. Clerk will machine receive your vote. Landon votes aye. Jacoby votes aye. Fry votes aye. Forbes votes aye. Abdul Samad votes aye. Have you all now voted? The clerk closed machine. The House paid attention to results of the vote. Those voting aye, 91. Those voting no, 1. Absent or not voting, 8. The bill received a constitutional majority declared to pass the House. There are objections to the title. Chair hears none, and the title is agreed to. Chair recognizes the gentleman from Woodbury for opening remarks on House File 196, and we are on the Senate Amendment H1362.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. As you may remember, this bill passed this body 99-0 to expand who can access the healthcare professional recruitment program from just graduates of Des Moines University to all accredited programs in Iowa. The Senate amendment expands the definition of healthcare professional from currently physician, physician assistant, podiatrist, and physical therapist, and adds athletic trainer and occupational therapist.
Is there a discussion? The chair recognizes the lady from Scott Rosen Winkler.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Ladies and gentlemen of the House, I rise in support of this amendment, but I want to make a few comments in regard to this. Where this particular program was only designed for Des Moines University graduates, it is a rural healthcare program. Now that we have opened it up to other institutions, we have two different rural healthcare programs that operate much the same. On this particular bill, when we debated it early on, there was an amendment for the Iowa Department of Public Health and College Student Aid Commission to work together and identify all of the healthcare assistance programs and figure out where the gaps and the duplications are. We continue to add, in one of these programs or the other, additional professionals, and we're adding athletic trainers and occupational therapists, but there are many other healthcare professionals that would like to be included, and local communities who would like to use these programs to recruit healthcare professionals that they see they have a gap for. On this particular bill, Representative Kerr and Representative Bossman wanted to keep it clean, but now it's no longer clean. We're amending additional professionals in the bill, and it still does not address the potential duplication and gaps that we have with our healthcare provider programs. I hope that we can put a study on the agenda in some way so that we know how many programs we have, who they serve, and also where the gaps are. This is a good amendment. There are others who would love to be included that were not included on the Senate side, and I hope that we can be more strategic as we move forward in meeting the needs of our local communities in regard to health care.
Seeing no further discussion, the chair recognizes the gentleman from Woodbury for closing remarks on Amendment 1362.
Thank you. I want to thank Representative Winkler and Representative Kerr for all of their work on this. I agree with you, Representative Winkler. The plan all along was to create that equity first before talk of expanding the program. However, the Senate chose to add these two additional professions in their amendment. But I think that's good because there is a need for healthcare. There's a shortage of all healthcare workers in rural Iowa. There is a need in these two areas, I believe, and there is a match requirement. You know, that requires that a local community will have to invest, you know, 50% of the money to participate in this program. And so I think for that reason, you're not going to have people taking advantage unless there really is a need in that community. And so for that reason, I support this amendment and I ask the body to do the same. Mr. Speaker, I move that the House concur with Senate Amendment H1362, and I ask the body to vote aye.
Gentleman from Woodbury moves to concur with H1362. All those in favor shall vote aye. All those opposed vote no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The House has concurred with Senate Amendment 1362. The gentleman from Woodbury moves the bill be read for the last time placed on its passage. Are there objections? Hearing none, the clerk will read.
House File 196, a bill for an act expanding healthcare professional recruitment program being enacted by General Assembly of the State of Iowa.
The question now is, shall the bill pass? All those in favor of passage vote aye. All those opposed vote no. Clerk will open machine, receive your vote. Landon votes aye. Bowden votes aye. Gobble votes aye. Fry votes aye. Forbes votes aye. Have you all now voted? Clerk, close machine. The House pay attention to results of the vote. Those voting aye, 92. Those voting no, 0. Absent or not voting, 8. The bill having received a constitutional majority is declared to have passed the House. Are there objections to the title? Chair hears none, and the title is agreed to. Chair recognizes the gentleman from Powashik, Representative Maxwell, for opening remarks on House File 493. We are on Senate Amendment 1388.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Ladies and gentlemen of the House, this is a nice, simple bill. It was really nice and clean. It passed the House the first time, 93-0. And the Senate added an amendment, H-1388, and it revises our electric bicycle standard legislation by simply stating that a person on an electric bike cannot exceed the speed limit of the bicycle lane or path, or if there is no speed limit posted, cannot go over 20 miles an hour. And Mr. Speaker, I would recommend that we accept the Senate's amendment, concur with the Senate on Amendment H-1388, and ask the body to vote aye.
Is there discussion? The chair recognizes the gentleman from Blackhawk, Representative Kressig.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker, and ladies and gentlemen of the House. I had the wonderful opportunity to work with this fine young man over here, Representative Maxwell, on this bill. And we had really a great discussion. This is legislation that is grown across the country. We're seeing a lot more electric bikes that are coming, and people are riding them. I imagine one day I'll be on one too, maybe a few years from now. But I think this is it's an amendment from the Senate, and I haven't really said any amendments from the Senate that have been good, but I would just add that I think it allows this bill, it's going to be a good process, and local communities are going to still be able to decide what they want for speeds in their communities. So I would urge you to support it. Thank you.
Seeing no further discussion, the gentleman from Powashik moves. The House concur with the adoption of House Amendment H 1388. All those in favor shall vote aye.
Aye.
All those opposed vote no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. And the House has concurred with Senate Amendment H1388. Is there further discussion? We're going right to final pass. Sorry, Dave. I wanted to hear from you again, but they're not going to let me. So the gentleman from Powashik moves the bill be read for the last time and placed on its passage. Are there objections to the title? Chair hears none. The clerk will read.
House Bill 493, a bill for an act relating to the low-speed electric bike, providing penalties, making penalties applicable, and including applicability provisions be enacted by the General Assembly of the State of Iowa.
Question now is, shall the bill pass? All those in favor of its passage vote aye. All those opposed vote no. The clerk will machine receive your vote. Landon votes aye. Bowden votes aye. Gobble votes aye. Forbes votes aye. Fry votes aye. Meyer of Polk votes aye. Have you all now voted? The clerk closed the machine. The House paid attention to the results of the vote. Those voting aye, 91. Those voting no, 1. Absent or not voting, 8. The bill received a constitutional majority is declared to pass the House. Their objections to the title. Chair hears none. The title is agreed to. Chair recognizes the gentleman from Mahaska for opening remarks on House File 228, and we're on the Senate Amendment 136.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Good noon, ladies and gentlemen of the Iowa House. Senate Amendment H1361 does two things to House File 228. First, it makes it effective immediately, and second, provides an exception to the open enrollment deadline for those people, parents wishing to open enroll their children out of schools with voluntary diversity plans.
Is there discussion? The chair recognizes the gentleman from Blackhawk, Representative Smith.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen of the Iowa House. I believe this amendment makes an already flawed piece of legislation even worse. The issue with this amendment is that school districts have already certified their budget, and so once again, we're asking them, we're moving the goalposts on them. We're shuffling dates, changing our expectations of them, and asking them to just kind of deal with it. And so I urge the body to reject this amendment, as I think does make the legislation worse and it puts our districts in a bad situation.
Chair recognizes the lady from Scott, Representative Winkler.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I also rise in opposition to this amendment as well as the bill. Davenport is in a significantly precarious situation in regard to their budget, and they have to have a balanced budget. And they are now being administered by the state in our AEA, and that budget is already certified. And when you allow more individuals to apply, which is exactly what this does, and it eliminates, in many cases, the opportunity to deny that application, it can significantly impact the budget that they have submitted to the State Board of Education. There are consequences to the decisions we make. This particular bill has been sitting on the agenda for months. And now we bring it forward, and not only just bring it forward, but we change the effective date and we change open enrollment date. I don't know if the other school districts that are a part of the diversity plans are in the same situation with the budget. But first of all, this was a local decision that we are overruling, and now we are making a bad bill even worse and putting school districts in precarious situations in regard to their budget. I urge a no on this amendment and a no on the bill. Thank you.
Seeing no further discussion, the chair recognizes the gentleman from Hasco for closing remarks on H1361.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen of the House. I think this is a good amendment because our education should be about the kids and not about the school districts themselves. Let me say that again. Education should be about the kids and not about the school districts themselves. I did not look into Davenport's finances, but Des Moines Public School LSA estimates that they will have approximately 361 students leave, which is 2.6 million, which for a school district like mine that I come from, that's a big chunk of change. For Des Moines Public Schools, that is less than 0.5%. Let me make a suggestion as to where they may find that. According to their proposed budget for next year, they have almost $55 million assigned for administration. Davenport Schools got over $40 million from the federal government. Des Moines Public Schools got $92 million from the federal government. Again, this should be about the students, not the school districts. Mr. Speaker, I move that the House concur in Senate Amendment H1361 and ask the body to vote aye.
The gentleman from Mahaska moves the House concur with Amendment H1361, and a division and record have been requested by the gentleman from Floyd, Representative Pritchard, seconded by the lady from Polk, Representative Confers. This is now a record roll call vote. Will the clerk open the machine and receive your vote. Landon votes aye. Jurdy votes no. Bowden votes aye. Wolf votes no. Gobble votes aye. Have you all now voted? The clerk closed the machine. The House paid attention to the results of the vote. Those voting aye, 55. Those voting no, 37. Or absent or not voting, 8. Amendment H136. The House has concurred with Amendment 1361. Seeing no for the gentleman from Mahaska moves the bill we read for the last time and placed on its passage. Are there objections to the title? Hearing none. Clerk Reed.
House File 228, a bill for an act relating to the voluntary diversity plans under the state's open enrollment law and including effective date provisions being enacted by the General Assembly of the State of Iowa.
Question now, shall the bill pass? All those in favor of its passage vote aye. All those opposed will vote no. The clerk will machine receive your vote. Landon votes aye. Bowden votes aye. Gobble votes aye. Wolf votes no. Have you all now voted? Clerk closed machine. The House pay attention. Results of the vote. Those voting aye, 55. Those voting no, 37. Absent or not voting, 8. The bill received a constitutional majority. Declared to pass the House. No objections to the title. Chair hears none. Title is agreed to. Chair recognizes the gentleman from Harrison, Representative Winchettle.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Good afternoon, Mr. Speaker. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen of the House. Mr. Speaker, I ask for unanimous consent to immediately message the following bills to the Senate. Senate File 336, 524, House File 869, 196, 493, and 228.
Are there objections? Chair hears none. So ordered. Chair recognizes the gentleman from Harrison, Representative Winchettle.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. With the passage of House File 869, I ask for unanimous consent to withdraw House File 790.
Are there objections? Chair hears none. So ordered. Chair recognizes the gentleman from Harrison, Representative Winchettle.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. If there's no further business to come before the House at this time, I move the House adjourn until Tuesday, April 21st at 8:30 a.m.
Chair recognizes the lady from Blackhawk, Representative Salmon. For what purpose do you seek the floor?
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Am I in order for a point of personal privilege?
You're in order.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. What I would like to discuss now is the drug prescribing authority of healthcare providers in the pandemic. Currently, our state boards of medicine and pharmacy have a soft restriction on the prescribing authority of a licensed health professional that is acting in his best professional judgment during a public health disaster emergency. They are currently discouraging the prescribing of hydroxychloroquine and azithromycin for treatment of patients with COVID-19 and threaten possible disciplinary action for prescribing it. Even though they didn't outright prohibit its prescription, their action had the same effect. It greatly dampened prescription. What doctor is going to risk possible disciplinary action? Over and over during 2020, I heard the experiences of people who suffered symptoms, went to the doctor, tested positive for COVID-19, and then were sent home with nothing and told to come to the hospital if symptoms got worse. Had doctors been left alone, patients might have been prescribed hydroxychloroquine and gotten better, and maybe some could have been kept out of the hospital. Many doctors had found great success with this particular treatment, and they should not have been deterred from prescribing it. At least the board should have revoked this restriction when hydroxychloroquine came off the FDA shortage list in June. Since January of this year, the biologic treatment known as the COVID vaccine has been released to the public for emergency use. Not everyone is comfortable with getting this shot. Each one has their own personal reasons. They should have other treatment options available to them without government restrictions. The issue is freedom, medical freedom. Let the doctors use their best professional judgment. Let them consider this treatment or any other treatment they feel would be best on a case-by-case basis for their patients. Let a patient consider the risks and make their best decision. That's what we're doing with the COVID shot, and it has nowhere near the track record for safety as other treatments that are out there. We ought to be doing the same with the other treatments that are out there. I call on the boards of medicine and the boards of pharmacy to repeal their restrictions and make this public with dissemination marked with highest importance to healthcare providers. Let's cut the red tape and return to medical freedom. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Chair recognizes the gentleman from Floyd, Representative Pritchard.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker, and good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. I wonder if the majority leader would yield to a couple of questions about the schedule for this week.
Will the gentleman yield?
Yes.
You're in order, Representative Pritchard.
Thank you. Thank you for yielding, Leader Winchittle. As we discussed, I just was going to ask you some procedural questions as far as how you see the rest of this week going. Do you see any floor action tomorrow, and do you think that we'll be here, need to be have the members present for Thursday?
The hope is that we will be able to take some action on a few bills that are on the blue calendar. As you've noticed and the body has noticed, we do have our budgets on the calendar, and we're still working through the discussions with the Senate on what budget bills are ready. So we've had them on the calendar so people can be prepared. And when we've gotten to a point where we have the opportunity to move on some of those, we will. So the hope is, yes, tomorrow there will hopefully be floor action, and it's to be determined whether or not the body will need to be here on Thursday. We'll still gavel in and out as we normally do to keep the clock running.
Okay. And then do you anticipate voting on budget bills tomorrow or this week?
The hope is that we would have the opportunity to take up a budget bill tomorrow if it is ready or they are ready. But we're still having those conversations and seeing where we can get to before close of business today.
Okay. Well, thank you for that information, and look forward to working through the rest of the week. Thank you.
Chair recognizes the lady from Lynn, Representative Bennett. For what purpose do you seek the floor?
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Am I in order for a brief point of personal privilege?
You're in order.
Okay, thank you very much. Representative Salmon, with respect to you, I've heard what you said, and in your comments, you mentioned medical freedom many, many times. I just have to say to the body that I find it somewhat ironic that we've heard about personal choice, we've heard about personal freedom in lots of other regards, yet during the 7 years that I have been here, I cannot count the numerous attempts at controlling women's bodies and women's medical freedom in the most intimate area that women will ever experience. So I just find it a little strange that we're having this kind of speech, yet over and over and over again, for some reason, women apparently are not capable of making their own personal choices and having their own medical freedom. Thank you.
Seeing no further business come before the body, you've all heard the motion. All those in favor shall vote aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, vote no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The House adjourned.